Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 442, which is intended for broadcast November 13 through November 27, 2015.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm Brady Murray here with Dr. Jerry Plummer in the studio. The 27th is somewhere.
That's right around Thanksgiving. Right after Thanksgiving.
Maybe the day after.
You know, that 442, that used to be the name of a Cutlass automobile.
I remember it.
A.K.A. 21 squared plus 1, you know?
That's mostly what I remember. It's the first thing that comes to mind.
I bet so, yeah.
So, today is the 13th.
Right.
Friday the 13th.
Lucky Friday the 13th.
Lucky Friday the 13th.
That's right.
And it's so roughly noon here, local time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, Doc, you've already been up and at it this morning doing morning radio.
I was doing morning radio, yeah.
And
sure
I bet
was,
some of the listeners of this program know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe they do because I was on for 2 hours this morning on an interview, and I believe a lot of those guys listen to Ask WWCR.
I think you're right. For those who might not know, Doc, this morning was a guest on the Power Hour with Joyce Riley over 13845
and 7490.
And, of course, is re-aired really all over the country on local stations, also on WWCR on 4840, and even, probably isn't going to be you because the first hour I think runs on 3215 is kind of.
I remember that. That's the limbo stage. Yeah, and you know we had many callers and it was virtually all about shortwave.
It was all about shortwave.
It was antennas, how you do stuff.
She latched on at the beginning to you being a professor of economics, and I think she wanted to talk about that, but I think the listening audience went in a completely different direction with this.
Yeah, she had said, well, we can talk about, I want to know your input on economic stuff, and we never got to it because it was all shortwave.
The listeners led that show. I heard her say, and I wrote this down in quotes on my little piece of paper here. She said, we should have done this a long time ago.
Well, I was telling her, I said, you know, a whole bunch of your audience, you may not understand or believe it, but they're shortwave, and they're also the ones that buy stuff.
Then they proved it.
And they proved it, yeah.
There was not only talk of shortwave listeners, but there was talk of people who were going to buy the radios that
exactly.
she sells.
Yeah, yeah.
Her little, there was even a talk right at the end. A guy called in and said, you know, make sure that you're just giving.
Oh, yeah.
And this was purely unsolicited. This wasn't me with a phone filter.
It didn't sound like you. I was pretty sure it wasn't you. Yeah, the show wound up with the guy, last caller, saying, you guys need to send in money. Send in money. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, it doesn't sound
like
Brady.
What did he call that? Like a money bomb, I think he
money
said.
Bomb money is what bomb. He called. Money
I like
bomb.
That term. That stuck with me.
Money bomb. I like that idea.
Joyce said several times, she says, these are people that I have never heard from before.
That's what she said.
And this
she
is
could
what
see
we
their
tell.
Numbers, you know, and she says, I've never heard of any of these. We're talking New York down to Florida, over to Oklahoma, Louisiana, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It says it's 7490 and 13845. We're hitting the numbers.
This tells you that, you know, there are listeners out there who are not going to be regular callers.
Oh, yeah.
They may listen and they may like the content, but the content's going to have to be something that gives them cause to call in. And I don't think you guys got anybody, you know, fired up or mad or anything like that. But this is a subject that people really like to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And I give you a good example. She asked you about how to improve reception.
Right.
And you gave
right.
some good examples, and you know, right. in the minute or so that you had to answer that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't explain everything.
Oh,
you
no.
gave some good details. And then future callers started calling in with other suggestions.
Cool. They were helping each other. You
helping
know?
Each other. And it made for an active discussion.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, this is kind of like what Doc does, like, for a living in his day job, right?
I felt like I was lecturing, doing it the right way, where you kind of lead out the question, let everybody else talk about it, you know?
And Joyce Riley did a fabulous job of sort of facilitating that conversation.
Yeah. She's good
starting off with questions from you, letting listeners get in with their questions.
Yep.
And I don't want to say that people ramble or anything like that, but to be a radio program host,
mm-hmm.
you've got to be good about keeping people on topic.
Oh,
and she kept folks, you know, short to
she
the point,
good.
Answer the questions.
She was good.
It She's was an excellent show.
She was a very experienced facilitator, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was pleased about it. She come on a break and piped into the phone and says, I have never got this many calls, and these are all numbers I've never heard before. I said, I'm telling you, it's the power of shortwave. I said, that's where your audience is. And I said, that's where the money is. These guys are loyal. They'll stay with you. And you and I see that. She says, it's amazing. I said, every day, girl, every day. Every day Brady sees this, every day. And, you know, she was talking, too. She says, you got four transmitters, 24/7. She says, I'm looking at the program guide. She says, how in the world do y'all keep up with that, you know?
I heard that. Yeah. I heard that.
I said, well, Cat Brady and Kathy's on top of that.
And, again, it's one of those things where it's all just spur-of-the-moment stuff. But I want to make sure that we mention that Chris, our production manager,
is really
great. You got all that stuff on a list, all organized.
Yeah.
But he follows that list, follows up.
He's a key player,
This guy goes to the different studios and makes sure the programs get in there. Details on details on details.
He is a key player and has been, you know. Well, he and Kathy both, that was their first, lack of a better word, big jobs out of college here at the WWCR. Yeah.
And it's a big job to them still today. They do an excellent job. You know, you've seen this a lot more than I have because I'm here with people that do a great job.
Yeah, right.
You know, sometimes people get kind of burned out, maybe don't care about doing a great job.
Not here.
That just doesn't happen here.
No, I've told you before, it's really amazing the way you've got this thing put together because you have virtually no turnover. People are interested in the jobs. You know, I haven't seen burnout here, and believe me, I've seen it before. I don't see it here. The jobs are pretty exciting. You know, it's not you're chained to a desk doing the same thing. Everybody gets to do different stuff, you know? And Lord knows around here there's different stuff to do, don't you think?
There is. I'll tell you that when I first started working here a long time ago, one of the things that I thought was that, you know, sometimes you're sitting there in that studio and it's kind of lonely. Does anybody care? Anybody out there listening?
Yeah.
And then there's a program like today where you're on with Joyce Riley. And let's see. She did mention this, and this is a good point to bring up. She said, I'd sure like to hear from international callers. They can't call you on that 800.
No, can't call on that
800. You're going to have to call on that 1+.
That's right.
And I think she'll have you back on. You guys can talk about that. But I don't think she was anticipating the response that she got, which came from Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey,
Michigan, Oklahoma,
just all
Louisiana.
Over.
Yeah, it was all around. She, like I say, she cut
males, females, people that whose comments indicated a wide variation in age.
There was male, female, old, young, and all of them were knit together by this common bond. Two common bonds: they like the Power Hour and they love shortwave.
And they also, as a rule, seem to like analog.
Oh, yeah. I heard it repeatedly. You did, too. No, I like this analog. And, you know, a couple of guys had mentioned that just recently they were having all kinds of static. And I can just tell you, somebody put a power line in right next to them somewhere.
And then there were people who'd call in and say, let me tell you what you do with that static.
That's right.
Here's how
that's
you fix
right.
that.
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
do this. Comments about getting the wire up as high as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Comments about grounding it to, like, the water source.
Water thing, yeah. It was cool because it's kind of like lecturing. I threw out a couple of questions in class, and everybody talks about them, and that's the way it was here. And guys were helping each other, coming up with different answers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beauty of shortwave. I mean, and she, you know, she's been on shortwave with us for quite some time. I just don't think she understood the power of shortwave when you get.
I think
like
she
that.
Even mentioned that. You know, I don't want to sell her short, but I think that her focus is on doing a radio program. Getting interesting people on the show,
right.
being prepared for the show.
Right.
And I really felt like she was genuinely surprised all the response that she got from shortwave listeners. I don't think there was a single caller who said, you know, I listen on the local station.
Nobody said that. Nobody. And she's got a bunch of AMs that
sure she does.
Scattered around.
And we know from WITA, which is our medium wave station in Knoxville, it's got a great coverage of the city of Knoxville, but there are areas. That's a real mountainous area.
It is, yeah.
And you can tell by her affiliates that there are people who are kind of like copycat stations around there that maybe pick up on the fringe.
That's exactly. You know, they're picking up on the fringe where we drop off.
Mm-hmm.
In the city up there, like you say, it's real hilly. But, God, that tower is mounted way up on that hill right in the center of Knoxville. And I think those surrounding ones just pick up the edges. And you've told me, listening from what you hear and talk to people at ITA and the Knoxville area, that she's got a pretty strong following up there.
I really believe she does.
I think she does, too.
The feedback that I get. And, you know, when you hear rebroadcast, which it is in Knoxville, tend to not get too excited. However, it is rebroadcast like right smack in the heart of the afternoon drive time.
Oh, it's perfect drive time.
People are in their cars driving.
Yeah, it's drive time.
And
she's interesting. She brings on interesting people, and she has interesting topics, too.
Including today, right?
Well, yeah, including today. But I think she was legitimately surprised. Nobody called in about AM. Nobody called in about FM. Nobody called in about satellite. It was wall to wall. Shortwave, y'all. You know,
It was.
For like an hour and a half or something, you know?
Oh, it went on for 2 hours.
Yeah.
It went on for 2 hours.
Because she's, I was thinking, depends on how all this works. I'm going to be lectured out by the time, too. I didn't say much, really, you know. they helped each other.
You said some really good things. You made some good points, and, you left things open to discussion. Really? It was very natural. I'm very happy.
Right.
It was a really great appearance. It was good for this station. It was good
for her.
For her program.
It's win-win.
And it was good for all the shortwave listeners to be able to exchange information.
Well, she did. She came on at one of the breaks and says, these phone lines are just lit up. She says, do you mind if we keep taking? I said, no, let them roll. I said, these guys are, shortwave listeners are intelligent and they're loyal, you know. I said, no. I said, they're answering the questions. This is a great gig.
They are loyal. They are very loyal. It's like somebody who has an iPhone or a Droid that tend to be loyal to those.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have those and not use them.
No.
And so these, like 4 billion people in the world with shortwaves, they tend to use them.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge number, and that's people who not only, it's got a lot greater history, maybe, than the smartphone. This is something
and I think you're right, too, that we've said this to each other for a long time. We have many, many listeners, but a lot of people don't call. They listen all the time. And for her, those, 30, 40 calls, whatever it was we had today, she said she hadn't heard from any of them whatsoever. Hmm. But they all, to a person, said, I listen to you every day. You know, some people say, I set the alarm clock at 8 o'clock to get up and listen to you. So, and I'm sure you've had to tell this to broadcasters, too, especially new ones, say, well, I'm not just getting pounded by letters. You say, believe me, you got the listeners, You just need to say something exciting enough to get them fired up.
And maybe sometimes change the content of the program a little bit.
Maybe change it, yeah. You've said
that
before.
She said that, we should have done this before, should have done this a long time ago.
And you've said that to broadcasters. Both you've offered
responded.
Suggestions, they say, what can I do to increase response? And I know you brought up several things because you've seen them. You've seen stuff that works. You've seen stuff that don't work. And we have seen programs come and go when they wouldn't make changes. And I know a few, leave them nameless, but you had offered here, you might want to try this. You might want to try this because you have seen it. You've seen it around and you've seen it on the AM. You've seen it on the shortwave. And I guess you are what they may call a seasoned veteran.
Kind of like Joyce Riley. That's another thing I want to point out in her case is that if you come on the air for 2 months and don't get much of any response and quit, you'll get no more response ever.
That's right.
And Joyce Riley is someone who really stuck to it. And what
now,
do you know? After all these years, she does a program about shortwave.
And lights up the phone lines,
I've never heard of these people calling. I don't know these people that are calling in. These folks, and these are people who are saying routinely, we listen every day.
Every day. And then they were talking. They said, I listen to you. And then after, they'd say, now, they change over to 12160. I said, yeah, sure do.
Yeah. 12160, 13845.
The guy says, after I listen to you, I listen to the Common Coalition,
Common Sense Coalition.
Yeah, and she says, Beth Ann? I said, that's
right.
been around.
So
it was great.
A different show today, for sure, but I want people to know about it. And if you were not able to listen for it on the re-air, and you can go check out Joyce Riley. You can probably just Google her. You can definitely look at GCN. That's the network she's on. They archive the shows. If you want to hear...
You can hear
this discussion of shortwave in the event that you missed it.
Then here's a good chance to do it.
Look up Friday, the 13th of November, hour 2 and hour 3.
That's right.
And there's Doc and a whole bunch of listeners talking about shortwave. It made for a great show.
It was great. It was good for her. It was good for the station. It was good for everybody. And the sad part about talking about it, the only sad part, is I wanted to ask you more about that dream, but we can talk about that next time.
We'll have to because we're out of time.
That's right.
All right.
Ask WWDC. WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.